KTOO Public Media would like to acknowledge the Thlaenad and the Wushkitan of the Akkwan. We are on their ancestral homeland. Our broadcast studios are built on fill that was once tideland and part of what is called the Indian Village. We recognize those families who regarded the tidelands as a source of food and part of their home, who maintained smokehouses on the tidelands, and who gathered driftwood for fuel. The families of the Juneau Indian Village, like their ancestors, cherish and depend upon their immediate connection to the waterfront. KTOO is working to lift up Tlingit voices through the sharing of stories like these and the broadcast of the Tlingit language. Please excuse us for our mistakes and gunas chish for your patience as we learn. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are here to talk to us some more about the Juneau Jazz and Classics Virtual Festival. Welcome, Zuul Bailey and Will Ransom. Hello.
Thank you, Shelley. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining me today. Would you please both introduce yourselves for our listeners, for those who don't know, and tell us a little bit about how you're involved with Juneau Jazz and Classics. We'll go with Will first, alphabetical order.
All right, thanks. WNOZ, huh? I am the current and outgoing artistic director of the festival and am delighted to be turning it over to Zuul Bailey, Grammy Award-winning cellist and artistic director of a number of amazing festivals and series. And we're coming to the end of what would have been our festival this year. Tomorrow would have been our festival finale. So we're running what we're calling a virtual festival on Facebook with lots and lots of wonderful performances, both of past concerts from the festival and also other performances by our festival guests from other concerts that they've given throughout the world and over the years.
Thank you, Will. Zuul, let's hear your introduction, please.
Well, it's the Mutual Admiration Society.
Yes.
I am thrilled to be on the phone with the wonderful Will Ransom. You know, he runs equally, if not more, current of the arts through these cities in Georgia, North Carolina, as well as has fingers in Mexico. And I am just to be on the same line as him and to be discussing what's been happening in Juneau and Alaska is a thrill. My roots run pretty deep in Alaska at this point. I traveled there in 2004 for the first time as a performer. 2007 got the amazing phone call from the Rosenthal family to come to Sitka and spend some time. And subsequently, I've been spending more and more time in Alaska each year and more time in Juneau each year. And so this is obviously 13, 14 years later, and it feels like home to me.
Yes, it to me as well, and I'm glad to hear you say that. And now I'd like to ask each of you, what have been the highlights of the virtual festival for each of you so far? Will was starting to touch on all the posts that have been made online. They are a lot of fun. This time we'll start with Zuul.
This is a new age. It's a new chapter. This technology has been around for some time. We have been teaching virtually. We have been sending postcards, musical postcards to each other for fun, as well as for, of course, things like YouTube. But we haven't had to push it in a bionic fashion until recently. And this new development is going to be significant in our future as musicians and as presenters, and ways to bring the world to places that people don't necessarily venture to a lot, like Juneau and Alaska. And especially, and I know that Will also agrees with this 1,000%, but one of our missions, incredible missions, is through education and music. And the way to really impact a community is consistent music education in the schools and after-school things. And the way we can really attach that even more so to the Juneau Festival is through this virtual reality, the virtual lectures, virtual seminars, virtual concerts, and presentations from our artists in Juneau to wherever they are in the world, to our community in Juneau. So this has been an amazing thing to sit back and watch how people, musicians, they're so creative, have adapted and are presenting this virtual festival in Juneau, and writing in, it shows the depths, the over three decades of depths, and also the trust this organization has with the community, that people just want to be a part of it, even if it is virtual and innovative and different.
Thanks, Zoel. Those are that really puts a super positive spin on it. I mean, not that there's anything wrong with the virtual festival at all. It's a lot of fun, but I know we'd all rather be in person. But you're absolutely right about everything you just said. Will, what would you like to add?
Oh, no question. There's nothing better and nothing more real and alive than being there in person, and there'll never be a substitute for that. But it's just not possible now. So as Zoel said, we've all, I hate to use the word Zoom with all of us these days, but we've Zoomed forward with the technology. And those of us like myself who in the past have not been that technologically efficient have learned so much in just a month. And one of my favorite parts that we've been doing is not just broadcasting some of the old performances or YouTube videos of some of our amazing performers, but having some of our musicians who have become some festival favorites do welcomes and short performances that they then send in to our Facebook page and on our webpage as well. And so you can see Gary Motley, the wonderful jazz pianist, speaking to you and remembering his time in Juneau and then playing some beautiful music for you. Or our most recent one, we just had Richard and Miko Stoltzman, the great clarinetist, and his amazing wife, the marimba player, giving a beautiful welcome and remembrance of their appearance in Juneau a couple of years ago. So those are some of my favorite parts of the virtual festival. And I know we don't have a lot of time right now, so I want to make sure to get in that tomorrow at noon Alaska time, Juneau time, Zoel and I and our wonderful founder who for 30 years ran, created, thought about, and cultivated this festival, Linda Rosenthal. We'll all be, the three of us together, on a Zoom conversation meeting for anybody who'd like to Zoom in, and you can think of some fun questions to ask us each. We'll be talking about our relationship with the festival, past, present, and future, and it should be a very fun event.
Zoel, anything to add about the virtual finale tomorrow, virtual festival finale?
You know, the fact is that I thought you were talking to me.
Go ahead.
I think I said Zoel.
Bill Will, it's all the same. The fact is that I asked the Rosenthals in history, since they've heard so many people over the decades, all the 1900s, of who their favorite performers were. And very quickly, the answer was, oh, that's very easy, our friends. And I just want to add, this virtual festival are all friendships. And the thing that we can do in the future to prepare for these face-to-face contacts, which, you know, are going to be several times a year, but we could have these musical postcards from our friends from around the world always coming in to give the inside scoop on why a concert is important and where they're coming from, and to make it even more personal. So I wanted to add that again, this new chapter that we have, I think will only bring us closer. But obviously, we are so used to embracing each other physically that that has to and should be and will be there. But we also have this to add to it.
Yes. Thanks. Thank you for saying that. Zoel Bailey, Will, Artistic Director, Will Ransom, Artistic Director, Juneau Jazz and Classics. I want to thank you so much for speaking with me today. I'd love to talk to you some more, but I don't want to cut into the virtual festival finale happening tomorrow, noon. The platform is Zoom. It's free, but you do need to request a ticket. I found the details for that pretty easily on the Facebook event page for Juneau Jazz and Classics. And they're taking some questions in advance, so you can submit your questions now for Zoel and Will. And tell me the third person again tomorrow.
Linda Rosenthal.
Yes. Cool. Great. Thank you. Well, hopefully we'll all be in person again by this time next year. But in the meantime, please stay safe and keep making beautiful music.
Absolutely. Till we meet again.
Thank you both for being here today.